Hi, in this video I will be covering how to build intelligent cloud services using Azure. The video will be focusing on how to build microservices and how to leverage the web and worker roles within Visual Studio 2015 that can be encapsulated in cloud services to build scalable cloud solutions using Azure. This is Mustafa Zogby. I'm Senior Technical Evangelist at Microsoft. This is my Twitter handle, at Mustafa Zogby. The video will be covering the concept of building the microservice and how to build microservice. And we're going to focus on how to build cloud services in Visual Studio 2015 by integrating web and worker roles. And also we're going to have a showcase for building end-to-end use case management solution using web and worker roles that integrate with Surface Bus. The first question I usually get is, what's a microservice? So the microservice is a building block that does one thing and does it well. So think about it, when we build basically application that does basically different services or different operations, if you can encapsulate one service that, for example, you are updating a customer information and you would like to get this customer information to the ERP system, this feature can be a microservice, because it basically encapsulates all the customer information and send it over to the ERP system through the API. The same applies if you want to integrate with any other system. If you want to encapsulate one feature, you can call this feature as a microservice or build it as a microservice in Azure, because it basically does one thing and does it very well, which basically updating customer information in the ERP system. The same applies for CRM or any other line of business applications. So Azure support developers and architects to build loosely coupled solutions by building the infrastructure that basically allow developers to build cloud services. Each one of these microservices can be a component within an IoT solution or big data or enterprise application. So no matter which application or a solution that you are building in Azure, you can build your solution in terms of set of services, set of microservices, and these each one of these microservices that does one thing and does it very well. And basically the value of the microservice is basically utilizing any existing feature for Azure platform in terms of elasticity and resilience. So any feature that we have in Azure, you'll be able to scale these services, that you can basically scale it up or scale it down. And also you can replicate these services, so if there is anything goes wrong with any of the instances that you already provisioned, you'll be able to have other replica of the same microservice, and therefore your application will be running no matter what kind of workload you have. So the cool thing about also microservices is it's basically utilizing any infrastructure as a service or platform as a service options. And we will see in details in the next few slides that you can basically scale each one of the of these microservices as you need through the configuration file that we have through the web and worker roles in Visual Studio 2015. Cloud services is basically, it's a platform as a service option in Microsoft Azure. It's a project template that you can create within Visual Studio 2015, which basically when you push it or when you deploy it to Windows Azure, it provisions a virtual machines. And yes, the cloud services can have many services. So it can has web role and worker roles as well. So you can combine number of services within your cloud service. So think about it this way. So cloud services is a project template that you can create in Visual Studio 2015. You can include any number of services within this cloud service. So you can have a bunch of web jobs, worker, and web roles within your cloud service. And when you provision the web and worker roles as a bundled cloud service to Windows Azure or Microsoft Azure, so basically it provisions a virtual machines. And literally you can scale each one of these services in a different configuration based on the workload that you are expecting for your product. Since we are provisioning virtual machine, so yes, you will be able to remote access to these virtual machines. So, and therefore you can basically use any programming languages not just Microsoft stack technologies. You can use PHP, Node, and Java, and Ruby on Rails to provision services within the cloud services. So it's not just for .NET developers. And yes, you can auto-scale the cloud services, scale it up or scale it down. And you can basically scale out by provisioning a number of instances for the provision cloud services in Microsoft Azure. So when you create a cloud service, you have two options. Either to add web roles, that basically it's basically a microservice that run within Windows Server and will be hosted and deployed to an IIS, or a worker role as well, which basically a Windows Server without IIS. Think about the web role if you want. So if you have any number of web applications that you want basically encapsulate in a cloud service, so you're going to add each one of these web applications as a web role. And basically, if you have, think about if you have any back-end jobs, like kind of Windows services, scheduler, AXE files, you can add these component as a worker roles, that because it doesn't require to be hosted with an IIS, so you can add this back-end jobs as a worker roles within the cloud services. And also there is one tip I would like to share, that even if you have AXE files, you can add this AXE file as a web job to any web role as well. So that's one of the thing, like if you have a console application, legacy application, that basically it's AXE and you just want to run it within a web application. So you just need to can add it as a web job to a web application or the web role. And therefore when you want to provision it, once you add it, you'll be able to configure the schedule, the scheduler, and the scheduler will be able to schedule the running or the recurring, you know, schedule for this back-end job that you added as a web job in a web role. So if you see the screenshot here that we have, so you will see that a cloud service which called case manager CS, a cloud service. So we have two roles. One is a web role and the second one is a worker role. And definitely each one of these roles, you will see that we have a configuration so you can provision the number of instances, the size for each instance, the startup endpoint, you can configure it. Also, you can add some settings as a key value pairs. You can define endpoints, storage, certificate, and caching. So each one of the roles that you add within your cloud service, you will be able to configure it, anything from endpoint, caching, storage, certificate, number of instances, the size for each one of these instances. You'll be able to set the configuration before you deploy it. So also we got some questions. So what about if I want to change it later? So even you don't need to redeploy, you just need to the Azure portal and you'll be able to change the configuration after the fact, after basically you did the deployment to Azure. So this screenshot shows you that when you deploy the cloud service to the cloud, it just think about it like it basically encapsulates all the microservices that you have as a part of your solution. So this screenshot shows you that I have part of my cloud service. I have a web role and I have a worker role. And for example, the web role and the worker role, they communicate with a storage account in Azure. And at the end of the day, the customers, they are dealing with the web roles. Either they go to the website, or you can, even if they want access to, like, for example, if you define some endpoints, they will be able to access the endpoints based on the configuration that you have set for the web roles. So this is just a graphical representation of how the cloud services, you know, works when you deploy to Azure. So here we're going to talk about a case management application that we're going to show in a demo. So basically, we have an application that accepts user claims information and process these requests. And these requests, you know, assume that it's a time-consuming processing in two other systems. So it's basically I am accepting these user claims, and we are doing some time-consuming processing for these services. So we're going to discuss what type of implementation we can do for this use case. So we have two implementation scenarios. So the first one, which basically we're going to submit the user claims to a web role. So we're going to have a web role and a cloud service that basically at the end of the day is just a web application that accepts the user claims. And then we're going to process the request as a worker role in a cloud service. So this means we're going to have a cloud service that has a web role and the worker role. The web role will basically send the user claim information to the worker role to process it. That's a one implementation scenario. The second implementation is user claims will be still a web role in a cloud service, but process request will be a web job in a web role. So these two implementation will work if you got these requirements and you want to build a microservice in Azure. So you can do it as a web role with a worker role in a cloud service, or you can build a web role and a web job within the web role to process the request. But to be very specific about the requirements, any time consuming heavy lifting processing should be encapsulated in the worker role, not a web job. The web job is a lightweight processing. So if you are doing something very simple about sending email, just updating a record or a flag or something very lightweight that doesn't, it's not a time consuming process. So you can encapsulate this at the web job within a web role. But if it's a time consuming process, we totally recommend to go with a worker role option. So because of that, we're going to go and we're going to show you how to implement this and the implementation scenario number one. And this is going to be in our demo. So let's jump to the our case manager application and cloud services demo. So basically here we open Visual Studio 2015 and you will see that we have a case manager cloud service project and we have a case manager web and worker role. So basically let's run first the application and go through the main basically components of the solution. So you will see here within the case manager cloud service, we have a web and worker role that we have added. And each one of these basically projects that has settings. So we will be able to configure the instance, the VM size, the endpoints. If you go through the settings that you will see that we have defined some settings and we'll see, we will talk about the purpose of each one of these. So you will see that each one of these components, so either the web role or the worker role has its own configuration within the cloud service. So each one of these has a configuration file where we can basically manage the certificate, the caching, the endpoints, if we want to expose endpoints, settings as well. So I'm going to go ahead and since you see like case manager cloud service project, it's as a default project. So I'm going to go ahead and click on run. So I'm going to run the project. You will see that the case manager web has been running, it has been started, and you will see that I basically will be able to submit a case, from the web, and this basically the claim message will be passed over to the worker role through a service bus queue that we define on Azure account, and the worker role will be listening to any messages that have been submitted to the queue, and once there is any message has been submitted, so the worker role will go ahead and pick up the message and then store the data in a storage account, the table that we create within the storage account. So we'll debug it, but first I just want to go ahead and just run so you see the testing first. So here Mustafa dev 1, last name is E dev 1, so address is Reston, Virginia, and then I put the phone number and then Mustafa dev1@email.com, and here I'm saying claim number one, for example, my computer is not working. So I'm gonna go ahead and click on it and create. I'm not gonna debug. So basically, what's gonna happen? So the message will be created by the web, send it to a worker role through the service bus queue, and then the worker role will go ahead and pick up the message. So here basically you see that the web doesn't do anything other than getting the message and submit it to the worker role. So let's go ahead and debug this application. So I'm gonna go here and I'm gonna change the settings very quick, and I say, so we're gonna debug the application to see what's happening. Claim number two, my computer is not working, and I'm gonna click on create. So once we submit the form here, you will see that we went to the controller index action, and basically we're gonna go ahead and creating a message, and basically we created a service bus queue helper class that basically send the message to the queue, and then we're just basically sending back a message that the customer claim has been submitted to be processed, and we are done. And here you see that we are not doing anything other than just sending the message and send it to the service bus. And then what's going to happen is that the the worker role will pick up the message, will pick up the message and process the message. So what's happening here, we jump to the worker role. So the worker role, basically, it has the run method. And the run method, basically, I am getting to, first of all, I want to make sure that the message is not null. And then, basically, we are getting the message, get the body of the message. You see here that we have a customer object we have processed. That basically, we get the message details in an object. And then, basically, we are getting a reference to the table that we created within the storage account that we created. And then we basically map the properties to the class that class object that we have. So here we have a customer table, and we basically put all the values that we got from the message into this object. And then we're doing an insert operation for the table that we have in the storage account. So to make sure that the claim has been processed properly and the table that we created within a storage account, so here I opened the Cloud Explorer and navigated to my storage account, and then I expanded the table, and you'll see that I have a customer table. If you double click and you refresh, you will see that the record has been added already to the table. And you can do the same thing if you want to submit the data to the database or any other back-end system. But the idea is, you saw on the web that we didn't have any logic other than packaging the claim information in a message. We send it to the service bus, and basically the worker role picked up the message and just inserted in a table in Azure storage account. So if you want to get the full source code for the demo that I have showing, I was showing on this video, so you can go ahead and click on this link. You'll be able to download the full repo that includes the cloud service, the web and worker role, all the three projects all together. And you just need, in this case, just to go to the settings and basically just create a storage account and a queue within your Azure subscription. And once you update the settings for the web and the worker role, you'll be able to run the project. Thank you so much. This is my Twitter handle, @MustafaAlZaghbi. This is my blog, MustafaAlZaghbi.com. Thank you.